according to a 1989 law, Congress's pay is supposed to technically be adjusted every year along with private sector wage growth, unless the legislature writes in a pay freeze for themselves. They've done that almost every year since 2009. Freshman Democrat Anthony Brindisi wants to put a stop to that rule.
The people in upstate New York don't get automatic pay raises every year, nor should the people here in Congress.
Other freshmen, most notably Bronx Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, support a pay raise for Congress. They say an increase would mean less incentive for members to accept dark money on the side. They also say it would make being a member of Congress accessible to candidates who aren't as wealthy to be able to pay for transportation and housing associated with the job. Brindisi thinks ethical reforms should be contained in their own bill, like the one the House passed in March.
I think members of Congress know what the rules are, know what the law is, and if we want to have a discussion about dark money, we should have a discussion about how do we pass H.R. 1 through the Senate to get dark money out of politics.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said he won't consider it. Brindisi said he's not doing this for political popularity.
No, I'm doing exactly what the voters in my district are asking. They're asking us to solve problems here in Washington. I didn't campaign on going to Washington to raise my pay.
It's unclear if the bill will be taken up and make it through both houses of Congress. In Washington, for WRVO, I'm Vaughn Golden.